Che idea.
Quale idea? Non vedi che lei non ci sta?
Che idea? Dai, balla. Hey, oh, balla. Che idea.
Quale idea?
Balla.
Action. Young Couch Potatoes.
Man, Brenda sends shivers like up my spine. I'd love to date her.
Young Couch Potatoes.
Oh, did we need that extra pepperoni? Pass the chips, pass the chips.
Young Couch Potatoes.
Come on, dude, like, let's change games. I'd love to take Brenda out.
Young Couch Potatoes.
Clue in. She is out. Out cycling with Bobby.
Young Couch.
Eat right. Be active. You'll look and feel great. Participaction. Make your move.
Potatoes.
Nightwire.
Wakes the beast. If
through. God and the statistics, I will get through. If I would sing in blue, it would drain the oceans, demolish the pale blue sky. Green is not the color of my voice. It would deforestate the surface if I would be singing green. Red is not the color of my voice. If I would sing in red, it would be rage and bloodshed, impossible to staunch. So I sing what I sing best. Yes, I sing what I sing best. Black, the blackest. Until we get to the other side, and there's no more, no more darkness left. My voice doesn't seem to have a color, but if I sing without a color, I would diminish all the light. There's so much blackness in my repertoire, a lot of shadows in my arsenal. So I sing what I sing best. Yes, I sing what I sing best. Black, I use up all the black, the blackest. And there's no more,
This is Andy.
And this is Jake
from Weirdest Band in the World.
And you're listening
to University of British Columbia Radio,
CITR
FM.
Sunset Boulevard. Where's my car anyway? I envisage trench warfare. How it failed. Some turbine-driven robots and a female no male. I envisage your lead. WITR FM 101.9, Vancouver.
principal therapist working with the Kennedy twins believes that further observations and testing may disclose that, quote, their Jabberwocky may really be a comprehensive private language with a structured syntax, unquote.
How very much I've loved you. How very much I've tried my best to give you the good life. But in spite of all of that I've tried, a handful of our people with their lives have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only we're in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century, some have stolen children from others and they're in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was said by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. Almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom, suffers violence, and the violence shall take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then let's die in peace.
Taking drugs when I finally found the Lord, because the Lord is reality. The Lord is where it's at. Drugs just can't do it for you.
Well, to solve all my problems, to get out of drugs, I'd had enough of that. I've had the college, I'd had the earning the money and the material trip. I just decided I was going to find a new way of life. And so I took off on my bicycle, pedaling up Highway 1, and found myself one day in Eureka, California, where I met some Christian brothers and sisters. And they were just walking around in the street, and I happened to drive by them on my bicycle, and they said, wait a minute, why don't you come over and talk to us? So I pulled over my bike and got off and said, how do you do? And they really, you know, welcomed me very warmly and shook my hand, and some of them even came up and hugged me, and I was really surprised at all the love they had and all the joy and peace and everything they had in their lives. And so that night they brought me to a church and told me about Jesus Christ and how I could have a personal relationship with Him, the Son of God. And they gave me this opportunity, and they just said, it's yours for the taking. If you want it, you can have it. So I said, well, isn't there any big thing I have to do? And they said, no, all you got to do is ask Him into your life. So at that time, that night, I asked Christ into my life. And I'll tell you, it's been a joy ever since. He's given me everything I've always wanted. He's given me peace and joy and life and just everything. He's given me a way I could express myself. And he showed me that he is the only Son of God. He is life.
The blood of Jesus, it burns me and I don't like it. Or move it off of me. No.
It's got power.
It's old book.
Hallelujah.
Upon an almighty spring,
that cast me up for swing into a homeless, limitless
cigar. Ah, little lad, you're staring at my fingers. Would you like me to tell you the little story of right hand, left hand? The story of good and evil? H-A-T-E. It was with this left hand that old brother Cain struck the blow that laid his brother low. L-O-V-E. You see, these fingers, dear hearts, these fingers has veins that run straight to the soul of man. The right hand, friends, the hand of love. Now watch and I'll show you the story of life. These fingers, dear hearts, is always a warring and a tugging, one against the other. Now watch him. Old brother left hand hates a fightin', and it looks like love's a goner. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hot dog, love's a winning. Yes, sirree. It's love that won, and old left hand hate is down for the count.
Llámame. CITR-FM 101.9.
Vancouver.
Thank you.
It seems very slow.
Thank you.